Explorer Ernest Shackleton has been dead for nearly 80 years. Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan says Shackleton's memory lives in a new documentary.
It started, so the story goes, with a small ad in a British newspaper. Men wanted for harsh journey, small wages, bitter cold. It ended with one of the 20th century's most astonishing adventure yarns, a story well told in The Endurance, Shackleton's legendary Antarctic expedition.
The 1914 Imperial Trans-Antarctic Expedition, under the leadership of polar explorer Sir Ernest Shackleton, would have been the last great journey in the heroic age of discovery.
Liam Neeson narrates The Endurance briskly, but what really brings it to life are excerpts from the survivors' journals read by a variety of actors and decades-old radio interviews with some of the same men.
Expedition meteorologist Leonard Hussey.
On the 14th of February 1915, the temperature suddenly dropped from 20 degrees above zero to 20 degrees below it, and the whole sea froze over and we froze in with it.
For 20 months, Sir Ernest Shackleton and his 27-member crew waged a furious battle against the numbing conditions of the South Pole. No matter how often it's told, this quietly astonishing tale is hard to believe. Shackleton was a veteran of previous Antarctic expeditions who wanted to be the first man to cross that continent by foot. He had a ship built and named after his family motto, "By Endurance We Conquer." He left for the South Pole in August 1914, just a few days before the outbreak of World War I. It would be an understatement to say that things did not go as planned.
On the third day, they encountered the enemy. The huge compacted chunks of surface water known as pack ice.
The Endurance saw temperatures suddenly drop, causing polar ice to close around the ship like a vise. What the ice gets, Shackleton said with ominous foreboding, the ice keeps.
In an interview 40 years later, sailor Walter Howe still remembered the ship staggering under the blows.
The ice got her under the starboard quarter and lifted her bodily, as it were. And then she listed very heavily to port. And the timbers began to crack and groan.
Did you hear the timbers going as the ice tightened?
Oh, you couldn't avoid it. It was there like heavy fireworks and blasting of guns.
Determined to bring everyone back alive, Shackleton used the force of his will as much as anything else to keep his crew from cracking. When the ice destroyed his ship, Shackleton and his men embarked on a terribly complex journey of several parts that included a legendary trip across 800 miles of dangerous ocean in a 22-foot lifeboat. Every time the captain and crew succeeded at surviving one ordeal, an even more unnerving challenge took its place.
The drift of the pack had carried the men 1,300 miles since they were trapped. Now they hoped the same drift would bring them to land. If not, they were bound for open sea.
Director George Butler makes use of several elements to make the story come alive, starting with the still and motion pictures shot by expedition photographer Frank Hurley. Some of the most compelling parts of the Endurance are the interviews with the survivors' descendants.
My father never, to any of us, his children, ever discuss that expedition. Occasionally, an odd statement came out, but he never let us read his diaries when he was alive. They were locked up.
It's not difficult to see why.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a film critic for the Los Angeles Times.